Good morning. It is Tuesday, November 6th. I am Raven Smith. Here's what's making news in the entertainment world. In local news, Humber's Lakeshore campus is hosting a Diwali celebration this Wednesday afternoon. Diwali is the Hindu festival of lights and one of the most significant holidays for many in the Indian culture. This year, Diwali will fall on November 7th. The event, hosted by Humber's First Year Experience, is being held at the Welcome Center between 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. Food, lively music, and henna designs will be provided. Humber College is also hosting a poster sale in the A building this month. The sale will include art focusing on wildlife, romance, and music. For more on this, visit Skedline.com, where reporters Clement and Alex have the story. People magazine has named actor Idris Elba the sexiest man alive for 2018. Skedline reporters Anne-Marie and Carrie-Anne have spoken to Humber students about their reaction to the news. For more on their story, head over to Skedline.com. Model Pamela Anderson has come under fire for her comments surrounding the Me Too movement. Anderson, in an interview with 60 Minutes Australia, said, quote, "I think this feminism can go too far." She then went on to say, "I think that this third wave of feminism is a bore. I think it paralyzes men." In the past, stars who have criticized the movement have faced backlash. The Me Too movement was founded in 2006, but gained large momentum in 2017 when the hashtag went viral on social media in response to rampant stories of sexual assault and harassment, particularly against women in Hollywood. One of the most notable perpetrators of the Me Too movement is disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein was accused of numerous sexual assault allegations for multiple women back in 2017. Weinstein, in May of 2018, was charged by the New York Police Department with charges of rape, criminal sex acts, and sexual misconduct, among many others. There has been an update in the Weinstein case this morning. Weinstein's lawyers are looking to get the remaining five sexual assault cases dismissed. In October, one out of the previous six cases was dropped by the court. His lawyers argue that the NYPD has tainted and made a series of mistakes in their investigation. Australian actress Rebel Wilson has apologized on Twitter after claiming to be the first plus-sized female rom-com lead. The comments were made by Wilson last month on The Ellen Show. Twitter users were quick to point out that Wilson wasn't the first and corrected her by noting that African-American actresses Monique and Queen Latifah had starred in romantic comedies previously. Wilson doubled down, however, blocking many Twitter users who pointed the fact out. On Tuesday, Wilson apologized, tweeting, "Hoping to lift my fellow plus-size women up, I neglected to show the proper respect to those who have climbed the mountain before me." This has been your entertainment update. I'm Raven Smith for Skedline.com.